This is the Tech Apologist Podcast, Episode 1. Welcome to the Tech Apologist Podcast. I'm your host, Todd Williams. In this podcast, I will attempt to bring insight and humor to topics related to technology from nearly 30 years of experience in the technology industry. For more information on the podcast, check out my blog at thetechapologist.com. There you'll find blog posts not featured in the podcast, as well as other ways to connect with me through social media. Now, for today's episode. So, here we go with our first episode together. I've listened to several podcasts on a variety of topics from a variety of sources. In nearly every case, the first episode is more or less an introduction. These usually include the obligatory rundown of the host's background. So here at the beginning, many of you are probably friends I have personally invited to listen. For you, this will be boring and I apologize. For the rest of you, it's a pleasure to be speaking to you. I hope this is the beginning of a long relationship. I've always been interested in gadgets, building things, figuring things out. My mother used to tell a story about how once our console television, back when TVs were as much a piece of furniture as they were technology, had a horrible picture. She hired a TV repairman, yes, they used to make house calls, to come fix it. Then a short time later, it was bad again. She discovered, thankfully, before she paid more money, that I was sitting on the floor beside the TV, reaching behind it, adjusting the knobs. I was about 4 at the time. The era of personal computers started while I was in high school. My high school was fortunate to have not one, but 2 Apple II computers. A few years later in college, I submitted my computer programming projects to a mainframe, then came back an hour later to see if my program worked or not. Now, I probably have more computing power in the iPhone in my pocket than my alma mater had in its whole computer room. I received my bachelor's degree in computer science from the University of Tennessee Martin, and have been fortunate to work for companies such as GTE Directories, Bell Helicopter Textron, and Health Services Corporation of America, which is now called MedAssets. After working in corporate America for nearly 10 years, I went to the nonprofit side and worked in education for organizations such as the Illinois State Board of Education, the Illinois Board of Higher Education, the Illinois Century Network, and Marion Community Unit School District No. 2. Currently, I work for Southeast Missouri State University as the IT Help Desk Supervisor. Most of my career has been spent providing technical support both to internal staff and external customers. I've always enjoyed relating technical concepts to non-technical users, but also being able to communicate with those with more technical backgrounds and expertise. So why a blog? Why now? Well, a little over a year ago, in May of 2012, I found myself unemployed. During the 5 months I spent looking for a job in a lagging economy, I had a lot of time for self-examination. What have I been doing in my career? What have I enjoyed doing? What do I want to do? These were all questions I asked, as well as things like, what will happen when my savings run out? And less serious questions like, what am I going to have for lunch? Needless to say, I had a lot of time on my hands. Before I'd lost my job, I had been listening to a lot of podcasts, and even tried my hand at recording one with a coworker. I had also dabbled in blogging, but nothing on a consistent basis. So that leads me to today, the Tech Apologist. You might wonder where that comes from. Well, nearly 20 years ago, a good friend of mine worked for a major computer manufacturer. I work for the state of Illinois consulting with school districts in their implementation of technology. Since he worked in K-12 marketing for his company, we finally got a chance to work together on something. As part of a marketing campaign, he had coined the phrase, "I am a technology apologist," and had it printed on t-shirts that he provided for our conference. Even though nearly every person who saw the shirt asked what it meant, I love the shirt and I love the term, technology apologist. As a matter of fact, I had several of the shirts and had one until just a few years ago when my wife finally made me throw it out. So you might be wondering, What exactly is a technology apologist, or tech apologist for short? Let me begin by saying that I have worked in the industry for 27 years, with organizations public and private, large and small. That's where the tech comes from. Apologist is a little harder to explain. The word apologize comes to mind, and sometimes, as an IT professional, I've had to apologize when something doesn't work right. Sometimes even if the problem is with the user and not the device or the application. This, therefore, is a different use of the word. Merriam-Webster defines apologist as one who speaks or writes in defense of something or someone. Or a person who defends or supports something, such as a religion, a cause, or organization, that's being criticized or attacked by other people. In my mind, someone who defends or supports something sometimes has to explain it and help others understand. Therefore, a tech apologist is someone who would defend, support, and explain technology and its use in modern culture, hopefully in a way that helps others to understand. So that's how we got here and why. I promise this podcast is not about me. It will be me writing and talking, and will definitely be flavored with my attitudes, my opinions, and my perspectives. But hopefully, it becomes more about you, the listener, and how I can help you navigate through the lingo, the acronyms, and the complicated myriad of ways that technology affects our daily lives. I welcome your comments and suggestions. Every episode will have a blog post associated with it where you can leave comments. Or you can email them to me at todd@thetechapologist.com. You can also send me a message through Facebook and Twitter, and those links are on the website. I look forward to hearing from you, answering questions, working on topics that you suggest, or just getting to know you better. I'm planning on posting new episodes once a month or so. I'm actually leaving on vacation in a few days. When I get back, I'll be working on episode 2. The topic will be Tech for Travelers. I'll share some of the technology that I used to plan our vacation and what we use while we're on vacation. It should be fun. The vacation, I mean. In the meantime, take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening.